found more than 600,000 homes and thousands of businesses would be affected, a majority of them destroyed. Sound familiar? Well, the report was commissioned by FEMA. Doctors at the complex housing thousands of Hurricane Katrina evacuees say they have contained a viral outbreak that caused diarrhea and vomiting among hundreds of people. About 700 people have been treated and 40 still in isolation to contain the virus. An estimated 3,000 of the people are still in the Astrodome using public restrooms, and cots are lined up in close rows. In other news, Iraq presence costs lives at the Gulf. That from military and civilian officials today, who say the deployment of National Guard troops from Mississippi and Louisiana in Iraq hurt the response to the hurricane. A National Guard Bureau Chief, Lieutenant General Stephen Blum, says arguably a day or so of response was lost. He says that had those thousands of troops been at home, their expertise and capabilities could have been used. To replace them, personnel from Kansas and Minnesota were dispatched. Democratic Congressman Gene Taylor of Mississippi says a lot of local knowledge was lost because of the deployed troops. He also says the local Guard's best equipment was with them in Iraq. And speaking of Iraq, as of today, at least 1,896 members of the U.S. military have died there since the beginning of the war in March of 2003. That, according to the AP, the AP count is six higher than the Defense Department's tally. Since May 1st of 2003, when Bush declared that major combat operations there had ended, 1,757 U.S. military members have died. There's no figures of Iraqi civilian deaths, which are no doubt in the many thousands. And an embarrassing pay dispute between Iraq's government and a British security firm shut down the Baghdad International Airport today. That's the country's only reliable and relatively safe link to the outside world. Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Randy Rhodes.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Oh, what's next? Is he going to give this guy the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Is that what's coming next? Because I just heard them announce that they're going to be their own jurors. What do I mean by that? The White House and Congress are going to conduct their own investigation, in essence, of themselves. How about let's let Charles Manson try himself? could work, right? Right? No! No, it can't!
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Cause I got a good feeling and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Friday's my day.
My day to play.
Friday's my day.
Friday's
my day.
Friday's my day.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. That's our Friday theme song. It just seems odd tonight and last Friday, Kathy, doesn't it? I guess we stick to it. But some quick program notes. Cindy Sheehan will be on the program tonight. She's coming through Atlanta on her Bring Them Home Now bus tour to Washington. And we thought about having her here in the studio, but I guess we're just going to do it via telephone, right? Okay. Monday, I'll be filling in for Randy Rhodes in the afternoon. And that evening, Paul Rykoff of OperationTruth.org will be subbing for me that evening, okay? So on Monday, things will be a little bass-ackwards. I'll be on Randy Rhodes' program, and Paul Rykoff will substitute for me. The next evening, Tuesday, I'll be off. I'll be giving a speech in Wisconsin, and substituting for me will be Paul Rykoff, and he'll be joined by Anthony Lupe of Guerrilla News Network as co-host that evening. And I'll be back in my regular time slot Wednesday. All right? We have an over-packed program for you this evening. Good News Week audio roundup that will infuriate you. It's hard to say. And probably Brack or Break Your Heart. Plus, we have a snippet of Pickles Bush from some Texas shelter defending her husband against disgusting accusations that he mishandled Hurricane Corinna. Or is it Thumbelina? What's it? Now, when do we do the? Is that the pickles thing? All right. Now I'm gonna give you a little advance notice here. The pickles thing that we're talking about is it runs about 9 minutes. It was a speech that Pickles gave at one of the shelters the other day, and this one was off the record. This is where they, at gunpoint, threatened the news media to get the hell out of the room. And as we are usually lucky enough to have happen, we had someone in there with a recording device, and we caught the whole thing. And I'm telling you, you've got to hear this. Now, we're going to play it in about an hour and a half at 11:30 Eastern Time. Laura Pickles Bush at her unbelievably finest. Stick around for it. And it's rather lengthy. Usually she gets in and gets out, right? This was close to 9 minutes. Is that what it is, Kathy? About 9 minutes? Okay, it's about 9 minutes long, and it's astonishing. I've never heard anything like this. So stick around for it. And one more announcement here. James in Wisconsin, Kenosha, Wisconsin, wants me to mention that tomorrow, Saturday, in that state, in Wisconsin, in Baraboo, Wisconsin, just north of Madison, will be Fighting Bob Fest 4, an event which carries on the tradition of Wisconsin's Robert Fighting Bob La Follette. There'll be am I saying that right, La Follette? Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, I'm not from there. It's not La Follette. Bob La Follette. There will be a forum of progressive ideas on issues facing Wisconsin and the nation. It'll be held tomorrow in Baraboo. And the speakers, boy, what a lineup. Representative John Conyers, Senator Russ Feingold, Representative Bernie Sanders, Jim Hightower, and Amy Goodman will all be there. Now, here's the deal. James is going to get up early and drive to this thing, and he says he'd like to meet some other Air America listeners at, he says Mike Malloy fans, but, you know, Air America listeners at this Fighting Bob Fest 4. He says, I'll be wearing my Dick Cheney T-shirt, the one with his snarling face and the inscription, Dick is a killer. And James says, come on up and say hello, or just come on out and support Fighting Bob Fest. Anyway, so if you're going to be at this tomorrow, look for somebody in a T-shirt with Dick Cheney on it, says, Dick is a killer. That'll be James. Go up and say, hey, James, what's up? All right? Representative Richard Baker, Republican of Louisiana. Actually, Baton Rouge. Another Republican filth creature. Just scum. Reported by the Wall Street Journal. He was overheard telling lobbyists the other day, well, we finally cleaned up public housing in New Orleans. Well, we couldn't do it, but God did. How's that for compassionate Christianity, huh? All right. Don't send me the emails, you people who follow Christ and believe in the teachings of God. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who have taken Christianity as religion and turned it into something unspeakably evil. We finally cleaned up public housing in New Orleans. Well, we couldn't do it, but God did. You bastard. Richard Baker, Republican Louisiana, in case you want to write him a letter. And the pig Tom DeLay, the one who supports houses of prostitution in the Mariana Islands, staffed by 12 and 13-year-old girls stolen from Thailand, that would be Tom DeLay. Yeah, he's all in favor of it, and sweatshops. He made a visit to Reliant Park Shelter in Texas for the refugees. And let me say something right now. I'm going to refer to these people as refugees. Somebody said, well, that's culturally insensitive. Bat squeeze. It's the truth. These are people who have been driven from their homes, from their state, from their families, from everything. They are seeking refuge. They are refugees. I don't like the word evacuee. It sounds just a little bit too sterile for me. Refugee, period. End of story. He was visiting refugees, Tom DeLay was. And he had some top administration officials from the Bush crime family with him, including U.S. Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao and U.S. Secretary of the Treasury John Snow. DeLay stopped to chat with three young boys resting on cots. Let me guess, they were not white. DeLay said. He likened their stay to being at camp. And he said, now tell me the truth, boys, is this kind of fun? The boys looked at him, nodded yes, but looked very confused, perplexed. With a group of reporters and press officers in tow, Tom, white slaver, debaucher of 13-year-old girls, then moved on, chatting with others. I hate Republicans. Oh, my God. Isn't this fun, boys, huh? Now, we can't find you no work here in Texas. We're going to take you out to Saipan, Mariana Islands out there. And how old are you boys? You 13? Oh, that's just the right age. We got people out there like 13-year-old boys. Yes, indeedy. And 13-year-old girls. And we're going to take you out there. During the day, you're going to work and make shirts. And at night, you're going to do what you're told. It's like camp. But without the s'mores. Michael Brown will soon be getting his National Medal of Freedom or whatever it is. He was removed today from a direct role in running the relief and recovery efforts in the aftermath of Katrina. Oh, God. In a written statement distributed by the Homeland Security Department, where Brown's title is Undersecretary, Brown called attention to the potential threat of Hurricane Ophelia that's now off the Florida coast and said he was returning to Washington, quote, to resume oversight over operations preparing for that storm. That's right. That's what it says at FEMA's website. This disgusting little lying rat bastard is being moved in back to Washington so he can oversee preparations for Hurricane Ophelia. Huh? He was demoted with Chertoff standing next to him. Where were they? In Baton Rouge at a press conference? Chertoff wouldn't let Brown answer any questions at all. Shut up, boy. Keep your mouth shut. I'll answer for you. Asked whether the shift was the first step towards Brown's resignation, Chertoff said, here at the ground rules, I'm going to answer the questions. I'm explaining what we're doing. I thought I was about as clear as I could possibly be in English as to what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. We're moving him to D.C. so he can oversee the next hurricane. Jesus, God Almighty. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Please stay tuned to the following important announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-338-8212. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-338-8212 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is an important announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-338-8212. That's 800-338-8212.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo, and if you're listening to and enjoying Air America, you're probably a critical thinker. So you know that there are federal, state, and city laws to protect you from sex discrimination. You probably know that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that the Family and Medical Leave Act affords you some protection for taking time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also may know that in these regressive times of expanding government power and contracting individual liberties, the glass ceiling, pink ghetto, and mommy track are alive and well in corporate America. In the complex and evolving area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side. Think about talking to the women's rights in the workplace advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser. Whether you're working in the mailroom or sitting in the corner office, if you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the women's rights in the workplace advocates. They'll help you stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEMLAWS. That's 866-FEMLAWS. Or check them out at www.womensrightsny.com.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
There ought to be zero tolerance of looting. It's very important for the citizens in all affected areas to take personal responsibility and assume kind of a civic sense of responsibility.
Past the hour. Just a couple more words on Michael Brown, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Time Magazine and Newsday published some questions about the accuracy of Brown's official biography. The magazine said that Brown had listed as his only previous job in emergency management before he joined FEMA 4 years ago the post of Assistant City Manager with Emergency Services Oversight. That was in the city of Edmond, Oklahoma. However, the magazine quoted Claudia Deakins, the head of public relations for the city, as saying that Brown had been an assistant to the city manager from 1977 to 1980, and the post was more like an intern. He was an intern. Newsday report said when Brown was nominated the top FEMA job in January 2003, the White House said he had been the executive director of the Independent Electrical Contractors. But Newsday reported that two officials of that group said he had never been the national head of the group, although he had served as the executive director of a little tiny chapter in Colorado for 6 weeks. These lying bastards, every one of them lies. They lie us into wars. They lie us into natural disasters. Anyway, look for Michael Brown to be given the a Medal of Freedom here pretty soon, and have a section of Interstate 20 named after him, probably. All right, good news week. Are you ready? Sit back, break open a fresh one, and let's rock.
It's good news week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening.
We have been abandoned by our own country.
Tuesday morning, I opened newspapers and saw headlines that said, New Orleans dodged the bullet.
I think the progress we're making is significant. We've now got a major National Guard presence in virtually every community in Mississippi south of I-20.
What I intend to do is lead an investigation to find out what went right and what went wrong.
We had Walmart deliver 3 trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them.
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right?
It's very important for us to understand the relationship between the federal government, the state government, the local government.
Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines.
We got to solve problems. We're problem solvers.
We are focused on getting things done and solving problems. We're focused on solving problems. The president is interested in solving problems. We've got problems to solve, Bob. Bob, we've got problems to solve.
People want us to do here is to play a blame game.
I know some just want to engage in the blame game, play the blame game, trying to finger point. I'm just not going to engage in the blame game or finger pointing that you're trying to get me to engage in. What you're doing is trying to engage in a game of finger pointing and blame gaming. Time for bickering and blame gaming is later.
Information I've received from the locals is definitely very impressive.
Go yourself, Mr. King.
Around the country, children who've been displaced because of Hurricane Katrina are starting to school this week.
The only way to avoid a catastrophic problem in that soup bowl is to have people leave before the hurricane hits.
Nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us.
Life's not easy.
The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences.
Hurricane hit New Orleans. George Bush doesn't live there. George Bush is in Washington. How can he possibly be to blame for this?
I also want to encourage anybody who was affected by Hurricane Karina to make sure their children are in school.
For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
Well, who wants to be depressed? So what we choose to do is just laugh at these yokels.
She drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night.
Making their bed, they can lay in it. They're taking their shower, they can drown in it.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's
little snippets of sound from this past week, especially from the man who is idolized by 13 million listeners, Rush Limbaugh, the filthy pig man. JM wants to know here, he says, I'm curious as to how much the billionaires like Bill Gates and so forth and corporate millionaires like Dick Cheney are contributing to the victims of Katrina, especially when I see small children selling drinks curbside to raise money for the victims and their families. Does anybody have that information? And we touched on this last night. We're probably going to have to come back to this after we talk with Cindy Sheehan. But about 6 years ago, when the Republican Party started telling the knuckle-draggers in this country that the Democrats are going to take their guns away, and I started saying, you people can't believe that. I mean, you can't. Everything that comes out of Republicans' mouth is a lie. The people who are going to take your guns are going to be Bushies. They're going to be Republicans. The day is coming. I'm telling you, when the Second Amendment is not going to mean anything. Well, guess what happened this week?
Always having dirt to play around me. In the starched white shed, you will find a bigger piggy stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play around with.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Go back to the new. The new School for General Studies is the perfect place to complete your bachelor's degree. The New School Bachelor's Program is an individualized program of study in the liberal arts. Areas of study include psychology, writing, cinema and media studies, democracy and cultural pluralism, visual studies, and more. New School Bachelor students can apply to receive credits for prior experiential learning through portfolio assessment, as well as begin graduate level studies through the accelerated bachelor/master's option. Take this opportunity to meet and speak with faculty advisors, current students, and admission staff about the New School Bachelor's Degree Program for adults. If you're an adult ready to return to college, don't miss this information session Tuesday, September 13th at 6 p.m. at the New School, located at 66 West 12th Street in New York City. To RSVP or for more information, call 212-229-5630. That's 212-229-5630. Or visit generalstudies.newschool.edu.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Coming up this weekend on EcoTalk, we'll look at the environmental causes and consequences of Hurricane Katrina and how a perfect storm of ineptitude, denial, and resource diversion to Iraq made this an unnatural disaster in many ways. Our guest will be John Rennie, editor-in-chief of Scientific American, which had a prophetic article in 2001 called Drowning New Orleans. We'll also speak with Mike Tidwell, author of Bayou Farewell, The Rich Life and Tragic Death of Louisiana's Cajun Coast, this weekend on EcoTalk. Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Cindy is supposed to give us a call. We'll wait for her to call and work her into the program here when she does. Somebody sent me, this is great. John Paul out in L.A. sent this to me. It wasn't written by John Paul. It was written by somebody named Desi. All right. It's an open letter to John Stossel, you know, the ABC guy who openly supports price gouging during Katrina, during the storm. Desi writes, "Dear Mr. Stossel, I'm writing in regard to your column on September 7th in which you explain the following." You write the following. This is Stossel writing. Consider this scenario. You're thirsty, worried that your baby is going to become dehydrated. You find a store that's open, and the store owner thinks it's immoral to take advantage of your distress, so he won't charge you a dime more than he charged last week. But you can't buy water from him. It's sold out. You continue on your quest, and finally find that dreaded monster, the price gouger. He offers a bottle of water that costs a dollar last week at an outrageous price, say $20. You pay it to survive the disaster. You resent the price gouger, but if he hadn't demanded $20, he'd been out of water. It was the price gouger's so-called exploitation that saved your child. It saved her because people look out for their own interests. Before you got to that water cellar, other people did. At a dollar a bottle, they stocked up. At $20 a bottle, they bought more cautiously. By charging $20, the price gouger makes sure his water goes to those who really need it. The people the soft-headed politicians think are cruelest are doing the most to help. Assuming the demand for bottled water was going to go up, they bought a lot of it, planning to resell it at a steep profit. If they hadn't done that, that water would not have been available for the people who need it the most. End quote. John Stossel. So then Desi says, okay, I have a few questions for you. But first, I too have a scenario for your consideration, Mr. Stossel. You are a shop owner in a small coastal town. It's summertime, and you know there are bound to be storms, possibly flooding. You stock up on water and necessities. A terrible storm hits. There is destruction and flooding all around. No power, no water, and it's hot. Luckily, you've stocked up on water for the summer, and you now change the price to $20 a bottle, for the good of the people, naturally. A young woman carrying a small baby makes her way to your store. They are wet and tired and thirsty, possibly dehydrated. She picks up two bottles of water and sets them on the counter. You explain that the total is $40, plus bottle deposit. The young woman is silent as she looks at the crumbled dollar bills in her hand. A man rushes in, exclaiming he needs water. Right here, you call to him from the counter. It's $20 a bottle. The man takes the cash from his wallet and hands you $40 and starts to pick up the bottles. Well, the young woman with the baby has endured hardships you cannot fathom to get to your store after the storm and flood. She's desperate to give her baby some fluids. She had taken shelter in a home that still had some fairly dry ground with a group of others. One of them gave her a small caliber handgun for her travels to keep herself and the baby safe. Firing once, she strikes you dead as she exclaims, "Take that, you bastard." And then she aims at the man who was purchasing the water. She orders him to give her his wallet and the water. He starts to protest. She shoots him dead also. As she leaves with her baby and the precious water and the cash that she might need for someone selling food at an exorbitant price for her own good, she mutters, "This is the last time I vacation in America." Now my questions. Just out of curiosity, John, are you a libertarian? And did you complete Economics 101? On second thought, however, your answer doesn't really matter. You're dead. And good luck with that journalisming thing. Respectfully, Desi. That's great. John Stossel is a real oily bastard. He really, really is. So by jacking up the price to $20 a bottle, see, you know, that makes the people who really need it will have it. Speaking of guns and stuff, in New Orleans now they are confiscating weapons from civilians who have done nothing. This is in preparation for a forced evacuation of the last holdout still living there. According to the New York Times, police officers and the feds scoured the city carrying assault rifles, looking for people who have holed up to avoid forcible eviction. Now, if you've seen the pictures, as I did today, these are people who are living high and dry. They're not in the flood zone. They're okay. They've survived for a week. Now they're being told, get the hell out of your house, and they're saying no. Some of them are armed. So the police now, the federal police, are deciding we're going to take their weapons. Now, I said, I don't know, was it about a year ago, Kathy, that the day the right-wingers would finally realize what a trick bag this little pissant George Bush had put them in was the day that the Second Amendment crumbled. You know, all the right-wingers stood back on their hairy haunches and laughed about the First Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and the Eighth Amendment and the 14th Amendment being gutted. Ah, you got it tough enough. But the Second Amendment? All right, you dumb bastards, here it is. Here it is. Across New Orleans, according to the Times, active duty soldiers, National Guard members, local law enforcement agencies continued door-to-door searches by patrol car, Humvee, helicopter, and boat. Some guy named Compass, the police superintendent, said that after a week of near anarchy in the city, no civilians in New Orleans will be allowed pistols, shotguns, or other firearms of any kind. He said, quote, only law enforcement are allowed to have weapons. However, that order apparently does not apply to the hundreds of security guards whom businesses and some wealthy individuals have hired to protect their property. The guards are civilians working for private firms like Blackwater. They're openly carrying M16s and other assault rifles. Mr. Police Superintendent Compass said he was aware of the private guards, but that the police had no plans to make them give up their weapons. You stupid right-wing militia, fatigue-wearing, jump-around-in-the-underbrush-on-Saturday monkeys, you damn fools. You damn fools. I think about Kentucky and West Virginia in the 2000 election. And Kathy and I were in Kentucky. And Kentucky and Tennessee and West Virginia had been flooded with handbills from the National Rifle Association saying that Al Gore, if elected, would take your weapons. And both Tennessee and West Virginia went for Bush based on that. Even Al Gore's home state, the right-wing vermin that have eaten their way into talk radio don't tell you that. They don't tell you that the NRA, you know, they say, well, look, he couldn't even carry his own home state. The reason for it was the fear, the lies put out there by the Bush crime family, by Karl Rove, that Al Gore would take your weapons. You dumb knuckle-dragging bastards, you dumb idiots, you freaks. How do you like it now, boys, huh? Go put on your fatigues. Go put on your camos. Go put on your little camouflage outfits with your big fat-ass beer bellies, huh? Go ahead. Tie a red bandana on your neck so one of these battle-hardened troops can put a bullet right through your jugular vein when you stand there with your sidearm or your little toy 30-06 and they say, give us your weapon. And you can stand there and say, Second Amendment, bam! You were warned about this. We liberals, we gun-owning liberals, and those of us liberals who don't own guns, told you where it would come from. We told you it would come from the Hitlerians. It would come from the Bush crime family. Here it is, you stupid freaks. Where's Wayne LaPierre now? Hey, Wayne! Hey, Wayne the Peter! Wayne! The executive director of the NRA! Wayne LaPierre with that funny last name. Hey, Wayne the Peter! Where are you? Where's your statement of outrage, you candy-ass freak? Where's your statement of outrage, Wayne? The United States government is confiscating weapons in New Orleans. Hey, Wayne! And it's Republicans. It's conservatives, you dipstick, you half-wit. Where's old Alzheimer's Eve Moses? Where's Charlton Heston? Somebody go kick him in the side of the head. Wake him up and say, guess what, Moses? They're prying it out of your cold, dead fingers. Here's your moment, Moses.
What? Is it Tuesday yet? Where's my Metamucil?
Jesus. Here you are, right-wingers. Yo, you camel-wearing, beer-bellied, pot-gutted freaks. Go jump around out in the nearest cornfield and dare these boys to come and get your weapons.
and they'll put a bullet in your worthless ass so fast, you won't even be able to say Charlton Heston.
We wouldn't need the police no more, because everybody'd have a gun.
Hey, Wayne the Peter, where are you, boy? They're coming for the guns.
Nobody'd ever get shot, because everybody'd have a gun.
Makes sense. Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? We'd go out and shoot things. 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 We'd go out and shoot things.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
I'm Cheryl Osborne, owner of Casco Contractors, Inc., and I've been an American Express business card member since 1997. About 8 months ago, I ordered a custom cabinet from a vendor. It was for one of my best clients, and when it came 9 weeks later, it was all wrong. It was the wrong size. They had painted it a flat black versus a glossy black. I was devastated. I mean, really, my heart dropped. So when I called the vendor, he would not budge. So I then called up American Express and dealt with someone from the open team. And they got all the information from me, all the specifics, and froze the charge. It's nice to know you can just pick up the phone and say, can you please resolve this for me? And then on your behalf, they will do that.
Peace of mind with just one phone call. That's the level of service you get when you work with the Open Small Business Team. To apply for an American Express Business Gold Card and receive a complimentary year of service, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN or visit nowopen.com.
Disputes will not always be resolved in favor of the card member. The $75 annual fee will be waived for the first year.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be a
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Boom, 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 boom.
bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
And you talk that talk. You knocks me out.
Getting before the hour, looks like Cindy has forgotten us, which is cool. She is in town tomorrow, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. For those of you in the Atlanta area, she will be at Victory Church. That's in Stone Mountain, Georgia, on North Harrison Road. Victory Church, Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's tomorrow night, Saturday, September 10th, 7 to 9 p.m. Camp Casey comes to Atlanta. Members of the Military Family Speak Out, Gold Star Families for Peace, and Veterans for Peace will be there. So tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m., Victory Church in Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's on North Harrison Road, Cindy Sheehan, and the Camp Casey tour. So be there. We're going to be there. We're going to go. Iran is offering 20 million barrels of crude oil to the U.S. to help with the consequences of Hurricane Katrina. The only catch is Iran wants U.S. sanctions lifted. You can forget that, you little brown Middle Eastern devils.
We know your tricks. Lift the sanctions, and immediately you'll build an atom bomb, won't you?
20 million barrels being offered. Venezuela offered help. Cuba offered help. Iran offered help.
So anyway, to all the right-wing half-wits out there, all you knuckle-dragging NRA members, huh? All you Ted Nugent freaks and you Charlton Heston goofballs, right? Well, those boys down in New Orleans carrying the military assault rifles, take another look. They're coming to get your gun, and guess what? They're not Al Gore. How about that, huh? Ain't that a bitch? They're not Al Gore. They're the United States battle-hardened military there on orders of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Michael Chertoff to come and get your weapons. Huh? You brain-dead freaks. I told you this was going to happen. I and a bunch of liberals told you this would happen. And we told you how it would happen. And we told you who would do it. And here it is. And here it is.
Now, when they come for my guns, if such a day ever happens, I will just turn them over.
Isn't it ironic? And for you right-wingers, you Republicans, you NRA members, go look it up. I-R-O-N-I-C. Go look it up!
The Republicans are coming for your guns. Just like Hitler did in Germany in the 30s, right? Huh? The right of the people to be secure. How does that go, Kathy? What's that, our Second Amendment? The establishment of an orderly militia, or the safety of the people. How does that go about the gun thing in the Second Amendment? Huh? Hey, somebody go out there to Hollywood. Go to Charlton Heston's house. Beat his door down. Shake him awake. Stuff some of that Aricept in his throat. Get him awake and tell him what has happened. Guess what, Charlton, whatever the hell your name is, Moses? Hey, gun boy, can you lift that flintlock rifle up one more time? From my cold, dead fingers. You know, I hate to gloat. But Jesus. So where's Wayne the Peter? Where is he? Is this their statement? Is this the NRA statement? Numerous media sources are reporting on a campaign by New Orleans authorities to confiscate lawfully owned firearms from people in the city. Louisiana statute does grant the government, during the state of emergency, broad powers in regulating and controlling firearms. However, we have seen not just with Hurricane Katrina, but other similar situations that when police are unable to control the criminal element, people turn to the one freedom that protects all others, the Second Amendment. Of course, the entire situation in New Orleans is constantly in flux, but rest assured, NRA is monitoring this situation very closely and will address any activity by the government that unduly infringes on the rights of lawful gun owners at the appropriate time. Oh, you're going to monitor, huh? Who sent me this? John did. Thanks, John. So the NRA has issued a statement. We're monitoring the situation down there. Yeah, they're taking the guns. Of course, the statutes in the great state of Louisiana say that they can. So all this stuff we've been telling you dumb bastards for the past 20 years was only told to you for one reason. That was to get your money so Wayne the Peter could travel to Canada and Australia and New Zealand and places like that and have a good time trying to organize the dumb bastards down there, too. How does it feel? Huh? Wayne the Peter really did a job on y'all, didn't he? And now the NRA has issued a statement that they are monitoring the situation in New Orleans. Oh, well, thanks, boys. Thanks. Where's the Michigan militia? Where's the Montana militia? Where's Bo Greitz? Hey, boys, guess what's happening down there in the South? Y'all always told us it would be them effete northern liberals up there in Massachusetts and California and dumbweed places like that to come for the guns. Guess what, you dumb bastards? They're taking the guns in Louisiana. Next would be Alabama, then Mississippi, then Texas. Oh, but don't worry, the NRA is monitoring the situation.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made. I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
RID presents A Mother's Guide to the 5 Stages of Head Lice Infestation. First, there's shock. Followed by denial.
No, this isn't happening.
Anger.
Darn sleepovers.
Bargaining.
Please, not head lice.
And finally, acceptance.
My kid got lice? I'll get RID.
Eliminate lice completely with RID, the most comprehensive line of lice-killing products available. Shampoo, exclusive non-drip mousse, and 1-2-3 lice elimination kits. Got lice? Get RID. Use as directed.
When you're weary,
in times of trouble,
feeling small,
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
Like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Hey!
Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman. I'm the scapegoat of the media. That's what FEMA Director Michael Brown said, in essence, to the AP after news broke that he is being sent back to Washington and is being replaced in the hurricane relief effort by Coast Guard Vice Admiral Thad Allen. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats say taking away Brown's hurricane responsibilities isn't enough. They want him fired. The Democrats say Brown doesn't inspire confidence and doesn't have what it takes to coordinate federal, state, and local resources. In a letter to President Bush, Democratic leaders say keeping Brown as head of FEMA endangers the success of the ongoing recovery efforts. They say he failed in his basic responsibilities over the past week and a half. The Democrats also say the reports that he padded his resume raise serious questions to his qualifications and to his character. The Pentagon's math is off by a lot. The Federal Commission reviewing base closings says the Pentagon overestimated savings from those closings by $30 billion, with a B, billion dollars. In its final report, the commission also says some of the streamlining plans might make the Army, Navy, and Air Force less efficient. The panel also suggested that the Pentagon might have been better off postponing the base closings and consolidations until a major review of the National Defense Strategy is finished. Let's put nuclear waste near the Indians. That from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission today, approving a private company's plan to build a nuclear waste storage site on the Skull Valley Goshute Indian Reservation in Utah. Utah Governor John Huntsman immediately vowed to challenge the decision in the courts, and state officials promised to fight the facility because they say it would be too dangerous. Private Fuel Storage, a group of utilities, wants to store 44,000 tons of spent nuclear fuel at the site about 50 miles southwest of Salt Lake City. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says the safest option is to store nuclear waste at the facilities where it is produced. The attorney for dirty bomb suspect Jose Padilla says he'll probably appeal to the Supreme Court. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overruled a lower court ruling today and said the president does have the authority to detain a U.S. citizen with close ties to Al-Qaeda. But Padilla's attorney says that means the president could conceivably sign a piece of paper based on hearsay information that somebody has done something he doesn't like and send that person to jail without a hearing. The administration says Padilla wanted to blow up hotels and apartment buildings in the U.S. and had planned an attack with a radiological device. And Ophelia has regained its punch and is once again a minimal hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says landfall is possible as a Category 1 hurricane on South Carolina's coast. Air America Radio Network News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
This week on Mother Jones Radio, what the political saga around Hurricane Katrina has taught America and the American media. Veterans who bring the cold, ugly truth about war to young potential recruits before the recruiters get them. And political satirist Will Durst has yet more advice for President Bush. Well, we're starting to think that Bush is ignoring Will. I'm Angie Claro. Join me for Mother Jones Radio this Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
About 7 past the hour. So Blackwater USA, which is a Blackwater Security, I should say, it's a North Carolina-based private security firm. They are the ones who have been operating pretty visibly in Iraq, providing security for the puppet government we've installed there. This is a very strange group of when you talk about private security, you know, in the old days, what, about 20 years ago, private security would be a bodyguard, somebody that might carry a 38 special, or maybe 10 years ago a Glock 9 or something. These people are, for the most part, former combat soldiers who come fully equipped with enough gear, enough firepower to go into a war zone, and operate independent of any sort of oversight except corporate oversight. Do you understand how this works? Yeah. So the according to New York Times, New Orleans in that area is crawling with armed private commandos from Blackwater USA. The company acknowledged yesterday on its website that it has about 150 people in New Orleans so far. You know, you do what you have to do, right, to establish law and order. And I'm sure that's why they're there. Brian Williams, little right-wing talking head at NBC. He took over Tom Brokaw's job. He has a blog. You can find it at msnbc.msn.com. Here's what he wrote the other, I guess this is yesterday. In the areas we visited, the red berets of the 82nd Airborne are visible on just about every block. National Guard soldiers are ubiquitous. At one fire scene, I counted law enforcement personnel, who I presume are on hand to guarantee the safety of the firefighters, from four separate jurisdictions as far away as Connecticut and Illinois. And tempers are getting hot, Brian Williams writes. While we were attempting to take pictures of the National Guard, a unit from Oklahoma, taking up positions outside of Brooks Brothers on the edge of the corridor, a sergeant ordered us to the other side of the boulevard. The short version is, there won't be any pictures of this particular group of Guard soldiers on our newscast tonight. Rules like these do not help the palpable feeling that this area is somehow separate from the United States. This is Brian Williams writing. He goes on. At the same fire scene, a police officer from out of town raised the muzzle of her weapon and aimed it at members of the media. Obvious members of the media, armed only with notepads. Her actions were over the top, and she was told they were over the top. But there are automatic weapons and shotguns everywhere you look. It's a stance that perhaps would have been appropriate during the open lawlessness that has long since ended on most of these streets. Someone else points out on television, as I post this, the fact that the National Guard now bars entry by journalists to the very places where people last week were barred from leaving. And this is a kind of perverse and perfectly backward postscript to this awful chapter in American history, Brian Williams writes. Well, Brian, guess what? Guess what, you oily bastard? Guess what? You media freak, you scum-sucking right-wing, hate-filled, Bush-enabling member of the piggish American media. Guess what, Brian? This is all happening, Buddy Ruff, because of swine like you, who over the past 20 years have given up your position as members of the Fourth Estate. Oh, Brian. Really? Are they now pointing guns at reporters on American soil? Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't wet your pants, Brian. That's a $500 pair of fatigues you've got on there, bro. Don't pee yourself, Brian. They're pointing guns at reporters armed only with notebooks. Oh, poor baby. You dumb freak. How do you think this happened, Brian? Huh? How do you think this happened? How do you think we got to the point where a private paramilitary group can tell the citizens of New Orleans, give us your guns or we'll freaking kill you? How do you think it happened, Brian? Because you and your swinish ilk allowed this rotten fascist government to take hold 5 years ago. And you did nothing, did you, Brian? You laughed at the people that said the election in Florida was stolen. Didn't you, Brian? You and the rest of your swinish comrades in the so-called American news media. You laughed at us, didn't you, huh? Black box voting, tee-hee, tee-hee, what a joke. You whiny-ass news reporter, NBC overpaid freak. So they're pointing guns at you now because you want to go take your pictures? Oh. Oh, poor baby. Wasn't it NBC, you know, General Electric subsidiary, pushing for the war in Iraq? Weapons manufacturer, Brian, that's who you work for, you poor ignorant freak. Wasn't it NBC that embedded all you people, sent you all over to Iraq? Don't ask questions, just do what you're told. And now they're pointing guns at the reporters in New Orleans, armed only with a notepad. Oh, Jesus, my heart beats slowly for you, Brian. Ironic, isn't it? Oh, the latest FEMA? The latest FEMA thing? This is just reported today. Tonight by WKMG Channel 6 in Central Florida. You probably heard earlier today that FEMA is dropping the debit card program that it had. You know, they announced 2 days ago that, they would hand out these $2,000 debit cards to Hurricane Katrina survivors, and the cards would be distributed throughout the weekend at shelters in Dallas and Houston and San Antonio. Well, guess what? They decided to drop that plan because, well, you know, somebody might get one of the cards and shouldn't have it. So you know what they're going to? Direct deposit. They're going to direct deposit in banks in New Orleans, right? Now, you saw the faces on television. All those people have bank accounts in banks in New Orleans, don't they? Huh? And the banks still have up-and-running systems. So FEMA's going to deposit these $2,000, a direct deposit. Can you believe this, Kathy? Can you believe this?
Must be that all the account numbers end in 055 Cheney.
So no more $2,000 debit cards. You poor brown people. Okay, there's a few whites in there. You're going to have direct deposit. Now, all you have to do is to apply for this is go to FEMA's website and fill out the necessary information. What? You're in a shelter? Aw, too bad. Really?
way. You can't. Nobody's got a computer. You don't have a notebook with you? You don't have, no laptop? Well, I guess that means you won't get any money then. It really is like camp, isn't it? Tom DeLay was right. Hi, boys. Isn't this kind of fun? Can this get any worse? Can this get any worse? FEMA decides to drop the debit card, giving people cards, $2,000, two stinking putrid-ass grand, so they can go buy toilet paper and Pampers. Or maybe a couple of pairs of Ferragamo shoes, right? Huh? They dropped that plan. You need baby food? Well, there's a Red Cross Center across town. It's 13 miles. You'll make it. Direct deposit. Son of a bitch. I would sit here and cry, except for the fact that I'm just about cried out.
It is existence itself. It does not know. It is knowledge itself. How to Know God, page 130.
They brainwashed my great uncle, brainwashed my cousin Bob. They even got my grandma when she was working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your traffic jam. Brainwash you while you're weeping, while still a baby in your frown. Brainwash by the military.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Please stay tuned to the following important announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-338-8212. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-338-8212 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is an important announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-338-8212. That's 800-338-8212.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
FEMA directors work 24 hours a day. And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Yeah. Yeah, Brownie. We need you back here in D.C. You know, there's another hurricane coming up the Florida coast. Hell, you got to help us with that one. Oh, man. Direct deposit now. No debit cards. Direct deposit. What has happened here? This is beyond insane, isn't it? This is beyond insane. Direct deposit. Oh, Jesus. I've been asked to announce this. Moss Point, Mississippi, which is just north of Pascagoula, apparently is being ignored. It has no FEMA. That's probably to its advantage. No Red Cross. Nobody has showed up there as this was sent to me, which was just a few minutes ago. It's a predominantly black community. They need help. The city is north of Pascagoula, and these people are in dire need. The Escatawpa River flooded due to the storm, and folks' homes were flooded. They have received no help from FEMA or the Red Cross. Considering this is day 11 after the storm, we have to get them some help now. I'm hoping you'll help me blast the word out. Please help me help the people of Moss Point. They need us to be their voices. So if whatever connections you have to any media, send some emails, okay? CNN, MSNBC, wherever you send stuff. Moss Point, Mississippi. Apparently there is no rescue help there whatsoever, and people are dying. Moss Point, Mississippi, just north of Pascagoula. Nobody's there. Oh, my God. 150 protesters organized today outside the White House, including a few evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. There's a movement underway to build an encampment of evacuees on the Washington Mall starting on September 11th. And there's a picture here. This is from blog.thedemocraticdaily.com. Blog.thedemocraticdaily.com. The demonstration was organized by MoveOn.org. Jesus, these people have got to go. They've got to go. Right after this next break, we're going to have this, excuse me, this speech that Pickles gave the other day at one of the shelters in Texas. Laura Pickles Bush. Some of the clips made it onto television. You saw some of it. You heard some of it. She kept referring to the hurricane as, what was it, Hurricane Karina? She refers to it as a couple of other names, too, but the media protected for her, covered for her, because it's just a total outrage. And this was at a little talk that she gave to some of the poor soggy brown people who were found themselves, their lives essentially just
completely smashed to smithereens. The only thing left is the fact that they still have hearts and livers and lungs and bowels that still work. Everything else is broken, destroyed, swamped, flooded, gone. So Laura Pickles Bush decided to show up and give them a little pep talk, and by God she did, and it was not open to media. You know, media was ordered to leave. Apparently some Blackwater USA security guards surrounding her pointed their guns at the notepads and said, you'll step outside this shelter. And, of course, they did. It's a good thing Brian Williams wasn't there. He would have wet his pants again as he fled the scene. They're pointing guns at our notepads! Oh! Go read his blog. Go to MSNBC.com. MSNBC.MSN.com and read Brian Williams' blog. You can just see his pants getting wetter and wetter and wetter as he talks. Oh my goodness, they pointed. But I'm press. I'm a famous media anchor. I took over Tom Brokaw's job. I had my hairstyle to come down here. I'm standing here in all this sludgy water. God, you people are holding guns and telling my producers we can't take pictures. I'm Brian Williams. I work for NBC. Who do I work for? NBC. We're owned by General Electric. You sons of bitches, the world wouldn't have any wars if there was no General Electric. We provide weapons to everybody. I'm Brian Williams. I want to see the dead bodies. They told me I could come down here and take pictures. What do you mean? Get out of here with our notepads and cameras. I'm going to go to my hotel and write on my blog. You un-Americans.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work, dedication, luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
I'm scared, Daddy.
Don't worry, honey. We're all safe, and AccuWeather.com says the storm will be over soon.
Don't be caught off guard by severe weather. Be prepared. Consult the world's weather authority.
AccuWeather.com.
Severe weather watches and warnings.
AccuWeather.com.
Expert forecasts and commentary.
AccuWeather.com.
Local radar map.
ACCUweather.com.
Hour-by-hour forecast.
AccuWeather.com.
Don't be surprised. Be ready. Rely on AccuWeather.com, the best weather on the web.
THVitamins.com announces a new cutting-edge weight loss breakthrough. Lumitol AC. Appetite control with thermogenic fat burning and an immediate source of energy. That's our promise. The ingredients are 7-keto green tea concentrate, caffeine, citrus aranthium, and Slimaluma, an Indian plant that out-hoodias hoodia. So you burn fat and get energy without having to fight hunger. A perfect weight loss formula that really works. Start sculpting your new body today with TH Vitamins Buy 2, Get 1 Free Special. It's guaranteed, so you have nothing to lose but your fat. Order online from THVitamins.com or call 1-800-283-2833. That's THVitamins.com or 1-800-283-2833. And while you're at it, check out THVitamins.com's website for big savings on all your health needs. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
On September 11th, 4 years ago, New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region were among the first to offer help to America in its time of need. Hi, I'm Randy Rhodes. The anniversary of 9/11 is here again, only now, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. The citizens of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region need your help. This September 11th, honor the unity and bravery that brought this nation together 4 years ago by giving blood, time, money, anything. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and see what you can do to help. It doesn't matter how you help, as long as you help. Thank you.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, We have something here from the Associated Press that my good friend Shelby LePre just sent me over at radiopower.org. We'll get to it in a second. But now I want you to hear this recording that we had made. We have friends in places that most people don't even know exist. And they are wired. Laura Pickles Bush was at one of the shelters over in Texas the other day, and she had some of the people that she refers to, I believe, as soggy brown people, come into one of the areas, a couple hundred of them, and she was defending the accusations against her husband, among other things, plus giving her usual Laura Pickles Bush pep talk. Now, you decide whether or not she's heavily medicated here on Xanax or if it's just Laura Pickles Bush. Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States.
I want to extend a warm Texas welcome to this fabulous and palatial shelter to all the destitute, dank, and dispossessed residents of the once great city of Louisiana huddled here today. Looking at your wretched, waterlogged faces slumped on your cots, clutching your paltry possessions, I wish I could reach through this mylar jumpsuit and hug the fumigated among you and offer some comfort and reassurance as you weather this difficult storm. Help is finally on the way. Very soon, my staff will be dispersing debit cards as well as emergency anti-anxiety and psychotropic rations from my very own personal medicine cabinet to counteract the floods of double-plus ungood feelings you may be experiencing. I hope you ripe refugees know that almost every Caucasian American citizen is rooting for you. In times of misery and despair, it is important to maintain a positive attitude, get some perspective, take some personal responsibility, and count your blessings and remaining family members, and realize that, in a way, Hurricane Katrina gave you the opportunity for a fresh start. After all, you are safe and secure in this heavily guarded FEMA relocation sanitation camp, which is certainly an improvement from your previous shack or TP or HUD or whatever structures you little people lived in before the floodwaters turned your third world nation into a bowl of diseased and grimy gumbo. Many of you feel this muddy mess could have somehow been averted had my bushy heeded the repeated numerous warnings and computer simulations predicting the potential flooding and dire consequences of underfunding both emergency response units and infrastructure maintenance programs. But now is not the time for finger-pointing as we work hard to solve problems that are in no way our fault or responsibility or that we had any foreknowledge of or part in creating. No one could have predicted this kind of tragedy. And besides, you can't expect Bushy to read, much less comprehend, the trivial conclusions of every scholarly scientific study or dry observations of another dreary bureaucratic memo like increased federal funding critical for Southeast Louisiana flood control or Gulf hurricane predicted to kill thousands or Osama determined to strike in the U.S. It may be true that many senior government officials in charge of disaster relief did not have actual hands-on disaster relief experience per se. However, Karl Rove did prepare them to cope with the worst-case scenarios of Hurricane Catalina by supplying their teams with the complete DVD collections of all the Mad Max films and Kevin Costner's Waterworld. In addition, despite the partisan blame gaming you're hearing from uppity mayors and unfeminine governors and senators with questionable dye jobs who want you to believe my Bushy is a modern-day Nero or gender-confused Marie Antoinette who lazily strummed the guitar and nibbled on cake instead of responding appropriately to the alleged crisis, nothing could be farther from the truth. When a senior staffer and part-time rodeo clown at the ranch informed Bushy that the dikes were broken, he just innocently assumed the Indigo Girls had been in some kind of minor accident. Honestly, who wouldn't? But after only a mere 24 hours, a short 9 holes, and an abbreviated 12 hours of shut-eye, Bushy leapt into immediate action, clearly and sympathetically displaying his concern and connection by flying over your bloated bayou from 25,000 feet, gazing down with amazement and slight geographic confusion at what Haley Barber would later explain to him was an American coastal region and populous, scattered, smothered, and covered like so many Waffle House hash browns.
Once he returned to the White House, he didn't take his usual leisurely time unpacking and slowly readjusting to his grueling 5-hour daily work schedule. Instead, he rapidly responded, as any true compassionate conservative would, by immediately activating the Department of Homeland Security to exercise its ultimate humanitarian responsibility of deploying thousands of troops armed with automatic weapons and trained in deadly hand-to-hand combat to ease the suffering of your dying family members and neighbors by preventing further destruction and victimization of innocent entities like Eckerd's and Walmart by treacherous looters. My Bushy is doing a fantastic job, and his team leaders are making real progress in your moist and muggy part of the world. Michael Chertoff is working hard 24 hours a day, toiling hour after sweaty, back-breaking hour, appearing on countless TV talk shows to soothe and placate all registered Republicans that any failure during this so-called crisis is simply unfair, unfounded, empty accusations by desperate America-hating liberals grasping at straws to undermine the president and influence the midterm election. As for the criticism that FEMA Chief Brownie's former career in the equestrian sector didn't sufficiently prepare him for this position, my Bushy figured that anyone brave enough to spend time on or around actual real living snorting scary Arabian horses was more than capable of handling whatever inconvenient cloudbursts might come our way. In fact, Bushy is so pleased with the heck of a job Brownie did, he's promoted him back to Washington, D.C. to tackle the challenging task of designing evacuation plans for the next FEMA picnic should a tsunami threaten suburban Virginia, then gave him a Medal of Freedom. It is one of my Bushy's top priorities to reconstruct the state of New Orleans, and many of your more amusing establishments and individual hovels will be rebuilt to their dubious glory once again. Perhaps somewhere in the Canadian wilderness, but nevertheless, my Bushy is determined to keep the entrepreneurial spirit alive and well in your soggy city. And much like FDR, he has formulated a big queasy to big easy federal reorganization development plan to assist the reconstruction of your nation and your obliterated economy. I guarantee there will be an opportunity for your remaining relatives and neighbors back home strong enough to survive the creeping Creole cholera to benefit financially from the no-bid Halliburton reconstruction project at a generous post-apocalyptic wage approaching $4.17 an hour. Until such project plans and decontamination welfare-to-work camps are constructed, however, FEMA has issued a series of disaster survival guides that are currently being dispersed over the city by otherwise useless military medical helicopters, urging the residents to take advantage of the unexpected yet beneficial consequences of Hurricane Thumbelina. And in an unprecedented act of humanitarian aid, Vice President Cheney has recently been defrosted, reanimated, and deployed to the area to use his special hunting skills to train the burgeoning population of urban outdoorsmen who are now in possession of stolen shotguns and munitions to forage and hunt for fish and rodents and roadkill and whatever other mutant amphibious creatures may have survived the deluge. So there's no need to starve when your women folk exercise their native Nolans creative culinary skills and cook up a mess of improvised dirty rice and raging Cajun campfire etouffee. Friends, the time for gloom and doom is almost over. In order to begin the healing, we must move past the more distasteful and disheartening images that keep us locked in despair. That's why our very own National Guard is improving the lives and mental health of all unaffected Americans by gently urging those unpatriotic liberal Fox News reporters who would otherwise train their cameras on the depressing landscape of the bloated floating corpses, why bother your beautiful mind with all that? Perhaps it would be better to maintain a humble admiration for the sometimes terrible glories of Mother Nature herself and consider the overall circle of life and think of these decomposing deceased as a kind of venerated and sacred organic fertilizer for the booming corporate crawdad, shrimp, and catfish farms yet to be developed by Monsanto Foods in cooperation with Harkin Energy and the Chemical Division of Halliburton Processing. Even the most deadly and dangerous storm cloud has a silver lining. So turn that frown upside down
After all, you people are known for your upbeat optimism, can-do spirit, generous hips, and near-perfect rhythm. Before you know it, your frightened, homeless, confused children will be back in school somewhere, wearing white shoes and flying kites. The witchy women will be working their gree-gree, making those voodoo dolls. Gas prices will plummet to $2.50 a gallon. All troubles will be forgotten, and we'll be sipping mint juleps on Trent Lott's fabulous new porch, looking back and having a good chuckle at this clammy calamity. So as we look to the future, let's raise a glass, drop in a purification tablet, and laissez les bon temps rouler.
Oh my God. Woo! We'll be right back.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
The New School is a center of progressive thought in New York, a global city. It's where you feel the pulse of what's going on in the world today. That's why you should know that International Affairs at the New School, a practice-oriented graduate program, is hosting an information session on Thursday, September 15th at 6 p.m. International Affairs at the New School provides students with an understanding of the global context and comparative development experiences of countries and institutions. Emphasis is on international practice. The curriculum combines theory and practice with field assignments in developing countries. Take this opportunity to meet and speak with faculty, current students, and admission staff about the master's degree program in International Affairs at the New School. Don't miss this information session Thursday, September 15th at 6 p.m. at the New School, located at 66 West 12th Street in New York City. To RSVP or for more information, call 212-229-5630. That's 212-229-5630 or visit gpia.newschool.edu.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sport.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 10 before the hour. NATO nations agreed today to use ships and aircraft. NATO ships and aircraft to rush European aid to the U.S. Gulf Coast in response to an American request. That would be a Bush crime family request for more help to cope with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Secretary General of NATO said no other answer was possible. The NATO alliance is ready to do its part in the diminishing of human suffering. Secretary General De Hoop Scheffer told reporters the alliance would send at least two transport ships from its elite NATO response force with a capacity to hold around 600 large trucks. NATO will also use converted jetliners. Military experts from the 26 allied states prepared the plans overnight after the U.S. requested extra assistance Thursday. And it goes on. This is being reported by the Associated Press. But if you listen to the pig man and these filthy, filthy right-wing talk show hosts, nobody's offering any help to the United States. I think 90 countries so far, now NATO. Of course, the oil offered by Iran, I don't think will be accepted. The oil offered by Venezuela, I don't think will be accepted. Or will the generators offered by Venezuela, or will the water purification plants, nor will the doctors from Cuba be accepted, because after all, one of those is communist, the other is socialist, the other is, well, Iran. And of course, the little communist bastards on Cuba, we hate them. Why don't we hate the Chinese bastards? Well, George W. Bush, the Bush family, has ties to the Chinese American Chamber of Commerce. I believe George Herbert Bush is part owner in a chain of golf courses on the Chinese mainland. Those are good little commies. The little yellow ones are good ones. The little brown ones are bad ones. You got to keep it straight, truth seeker. From Prairie 2, Mike, have you noticed that they're chasing out the press and civilians before the water goes down, and at the same time they're saying the death toll will be much, much lower than the 10,000 predicted? The government's head coroner was saying 2 days ago he expected it to exceed 40,000. They intend to cover up the death toll at all costs. Well, sure. Well, absolutely. Whatever death toll, it's just like Iraq. Just like the approaching 2,000 American servicemen and women who have been murdered by George Bush in Iraq. The number's a lot higher than that. Can I prove it? No, I can't prove it. But do you think these bastards would tell the truth about anything? No, they will not. Let's do some phone calls, all right? We got a break coming here, but let's try to squeeze a couple folks in here. Edie is calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Edie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you just great, Edie.
Okay. Belatedly, welcome back. Well, you know the powers that be are keeping the photographers, the news people out. And I think I emailed you about my friend that went looking for his teenage son in New Orleans.
Right.
Happily, he found all his family, and they're okay now. He also ran into his ex-brother-in-law, who's just back from a year and a half in Iraq, and he's working in New Orleans now on these search and destroy and or...
Right, right.
Anyway, he's got his little camera with him, and he's taking pictures of the dead.
Uh-huh.
And these, they're horrible, gruesome scenes, whole families.
Well, you better be careful. If Blackwater USA or the National Guard catches him, they'll put a bullet in his forehead.
Well, I'm not going to be more specific about his race or anything else. It's just,
okay.
You know, he's been in Iraq, he's seen his carnage there, and now he's seeing even more here.
And, I hear you loud and clear.
I just want to let you know that, and if he's doing it, there must be others. So it's going to get out. No matter.
Well, I hope there are people who will get the truth out. The one thing the Bush crime family cannot stand is the truth about anything. The truth about anything. These are lying pigs of the sort that your mama told you not to lie. So did my grandmama, my mother, everybody's parents and grandparents always told them, don't you lie to me. These people are liars of the highest order. They're disgusting, Edie.
Or the lowest, depending on your point of view.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care, Edie.
You too.
Oh, what, we started the music a little bit early there? Oh, okay. Well, let's see if we can squeeze at least a howdy from Jerry in Long Island. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Okay, yeah. Well, just as Bush has said no one could have anticipated the levee breaks,
yeah.
I say to you, no one could have anticipated that you would take my call.
Well, that's true. You know, this week, I've been terrible this week. I've left people have called in this program, early in the program, even though everybody should know by now, it takes me a while to get around to the phone calls, but I've had people hold on for over 2 hours, and
well,
then
I had it tonight to get through.
Well, and then I run out of time, and then I get these emails the next day, you know, I was on hold for 2 hours and 20 minutes, and then your program ended, and I don't know what to say to folks. I'm going to put you back on hold, Jerry, because we got a break. We'll pick you up on the other side of the break. No, I apologize for that, but I don't know what to tell you, okay? You roll the dice when you call this program. You may get on, you may be holding for 3 hours and not get on. I don't know what to tell you, but can I just request something? Quit your bitching, okay? Thanks. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit-forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
When you're weary,
in times of trouble,
feeling small,
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
Like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. Amid criticism that the federal government was slow to respond to Hurricane Katrina, FEMA Director Michael Brown has been replaced as coordinator of the recovery efforts, and a USC political expert in Los Angeles says Brown's departure was inevitable. Russ Spears has more.
Professor Kareem Clayton says there was no question that Brown was going to be relieved of oversight of day-to-day operations, but he could also be out as FEMA chief altogether.
I think, actually, that was step one in probably a two-step process, which will probably end in Michael Brown letting the president know, perhaps with a little assistance, that he would graciously step down from his position.
Coast Guard Vice Admiral Thad Allen has been appointed to replace Brown and coordinate the disaster response effort. In Los Angeles, I'm Russ Spears.
With 14,000 National Guardsmen and other troops now in New Orleans, the city's Homeland Security Director says the city is now secure. But Terry Ebert says the show of force is still not convincing all remaining residents that they must evacuate the flooded city. While the mandatory order to leave is still in effect, the work to still locate all those who are waiting to be rescued or removed continues. Ebert says the early projection of nearly 10,000 deaths in the city will most likely turn out to be too high. 9 more semi-truckloads of donated water, medicine, and non-perishable items will be headed from a Chicago-area village to hurricane victims. Sean Howard, a spokesman for the village of Dalton, says the donations will be divided between two Mississippi towns. In one of the towns, Cleveland, a woman has opened up her entire 600-room hotel to hurricane victims from New Orleans. Howard says Dalton's efforts will continue.
Until whenever the federal government finally steps up and really answers the call to all people in need, we have to keep going.
Howard says the hotel owner has been struggling to get needed items from FEMA. Once the donated items arrive, a team of volunteers, evacuees, and local officials will help distribute them. Dalton also sent 9 truckloads of donated items to Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi last week. More than 400 police, fire, and other public safety officers among those killed in the terrorist attacks of September 11th were honored Friday with medals of valor. President Bush presided at the ceremonies in Washington 2 days before the fourth anniversary of the attacks. More than 1,000 relatives of the 443 first responders who died that day were on hand to receive the medals made specifically for this ceremony. Some states and local city councils have already taken the step, and now the U.S. Senate has approved a bill that would force all cold medicines with pseudoephedrine to be taken off shelves and sold only from behind pharmacy counters. The pills, sold under a variety of brand names like Sudafed, provide a key ingredient in the illegal manufacture of methamphetamines. Drug makers have been able to buy or steal unlimited quantities of the cold pills, adding to the spread of meth's availability. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just 4 payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV.
Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sport.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hello, Air Americans. I'm Tom Hartman. This Sunday, I make my debut on Air America Radio, where tuning in is as easy as getting a White House press pass if you're a gay hooker.
Well, look who joined the party.
As always, I'll bring you uncommon sense from the radical middle.
That's it.
Telling the truth that multinational corporations really would rather you didn't know.
Wow.
So join me this Sunday. I know it'll be the first of many Sundays we spend together here on Air America Radio.
Well, come on, my friend. Let's book it.
Truth and common sense in broadcasting.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Yeah, we're coming to you, Jerry. Just a second. There are editorials now that are starting to surface calling for Bush to be removed from office. I swear to God, if this man, and I realize what I'm saying now, but if this man, George W. Bush, had any decency, any ethics, any sort of a moral center whatsoever, he would resign. And he would take his pigs with him. He really would. He would probably get on the phone and call Al Gore and say, Al, you've had 8 years' experience. You won the election in 2000. It's yours, baby. I'm out of here. Back to Jerry in Long Island. All right, Jerry, where were we?
Yeah, that would be nice if only that could happen, what you just last said. You know, we're on the New Orleans flood situation. It's about to talk about that and the Bush administration's mishandling of the whole situation there in New Orleans. And, you know, I see something very disturbing happening, first of all, in the media, even in the so-called mainstream media. For example, on Washington Week in Review tonight, Karen Tumulty of Time magazine, she was talking about a public opinion poll, and according to her, the public opinion poll was blaming everyone, including even the flood victims themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is just so terrible, disappointing. I mean, this is what the Bush administration tries to do all the time, to avoid responsibility, accountability, or fault for anything. They try to shift the blame to everyone else, and I mean, I find it disgusting that it seems to be working if this public opinion poll is to be believed. It probably appeared in Time magazine. I don't remember where she said this poll appeared. But I mean, quite obviously, the situation in New Orleans is not the fault of the flood victims themselves, and it's not even primarily the fault of local government officials like the mayor. Now, I know yesterday you were saying, well, maybe he's 5% at fault. and the Bush administration 95%. I'm not going to debate that issue of whether he's 5 or 1% or 0%.
Okay, well, Jerry, let me interrupt. You know, as far as I'm concerned, what these polls are revealing is a real evil part of America that we have mythologized or attempted to mythologize away. I can remember 50 years ago when I was in elementary school, when I was being fed the stories about the, for example, the Pilgrims and the Indians on the first Thanksgiving. And, I never did learn. I was taught that Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett made an heroic stand at the Alamo. Nobody told me it was because we had stolen a third of the country of Mexico right out from under their eyes. All the myth-building that has gone on in the United States has been just that.
It is disgusting. Like even with
I questioned
early on, even as a teenager, like when they said Christopher Columbus discovered America first. I said, "What do you mean he discovered America first?"
But it's so much worse than that. Now we have devolved into a society that really doesn't care about poor people or indigent old people or sick people or people that have visual handicaps. We don't care. It's incredible. Now, I'm not talking about liberals or progressives, and we are in the minority. Yeah. I mean, there was a time in this country when liberal political thought was the dominant thought, but it's not that way anymore. And I think that's what you're referring to, pal.
Well, I would hope that empathy is not in the minority, but I think we progressives have to start focusing the fault where it clearly lies, primarily, which is on the Bush administration and its policies. Like, first of all, the Bush administration policy of putting in positions of power these incompetent, unqualified individuals like Michael Brown, the head of FEMA, and also these Bush administration policies of cutting the federal funding for much-needed government programs. And you see this all the time. And in this particular instance, we're seeing it with respect to the programs or projects like those projects related to the levees and building them up and strengthening them and improving them and repairing them. There was a Lake Pontchartrain project that Bush cut the federal funding for by about 44%. And we see the results, and it is no surprise that these levees broke. The levees broke because Bush never funded them properly. And, I mean, like, you look at Trent Lott's house. Now, you mean to tell me as old as Trent Lott's house is, he never made improvements and upgrades to the plumbing, and when a wall was structurally weak, he never fixed it or anything? Of course he did. But these levees have been allowed to deteriorate by the Bush administration underfunding them, and then when they break, we had no idea they would break, and they're supposed to escape blame. And then what's the excuse for the Bush administration, the way they mistreated people at the convention center in New Orleans?
I know, but you know the answers to this stuff, and the people who listen to this program, for the most part, know the answer. This is a regime that takes no responsibility for anything. Yeah. These bastards should not even be running a local courthouse someplace. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there, Jerry, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your comments. Yeah. LaShonda is calling from Austin, Texas. LaShonda, welcome to the program.
What's up, Mike? Can you hear me?
Hey, I hear you just fine, LaShonda.
All righty. I was calling in tonight to say pretty much I'm tired of complaining. I'm ready to take some action. And I really can't understand that people are still not outraged with, A, the whole handling of September 11th. That didn't outrage people. Okay, fine. Iraq going in, doing the occupation and the illegal invasion. That didn't bother them. Okay, little kids being blown away, all right, that still is not upsetting people. Bodies floating down Bourbon Street has not gotten people upset. I'm like, well, maybe we should just appeal to their selfish side.
And maybe we should. And how are you going to do that with crisis after crisis? Look what this Bush administration has done to our country. You know what I'm saying? If nothing else, look at the death and destruction. And here's the problem. The right-wing media in this country, which is 99% of all media, especially the talk shows, You know, I would personally like to just beat the living Christ out of some of these right-wingers that are on radio right now. I really would. I mean, it's gotten to a point with me where I don't know what to do. I get these physical rushes where I would just like to feel my fist slam into one of these people's cheekbones. You know what I'm saying? It's gotten to that point with me because they poison them. They're destroying my country. I'm talking about Hannity and Limbaugh and Savage and the rest of these filthy, rotten pigs. Some of them that are on television. Most of them are on radio. I've still got that reptilian side to me. I am not an evolved human. I've said it many times before. With me, fight and flight is still, or flight is very much alive. And for the most part, at this point, it's fight. I swear to God, and I'm ashamed of that. I should have evolved to the point where I should be like Tom Hartman. You know, but I'm not. I'm more like somebody who says, all right, bring it on down here and let's settle it the old-fashioned way. Either whip my ass or I'm going to whip yours. Now, I understand that doesn't settle anything in the big picture. But whoever does the ass whipping, it sure gives you a sense of accomplishment. You know what I'm saying?
It does. And then, you know, it's kind of like, well, let's say we do impeach Bush. Then who are we left with? Cheney? I drink the damn Kool-Aid before I deal with that.
Well, they've all got to go. They've all got to go. I'll tell you how it has to happen as far as I'm concerned. The election in 2006, ha, ha, ha. The Democrats have got to get control, ha, 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 of the House and the Senate, ha, ha, ha. And then there have to be articles of impeachment drawn against both Bush and Cheney. And remove them. Dennis Hastert, who is third in line to be president then, he has got to be somehow indicted for his criminal activity. And the House has got to determine, or the Senate has got to determine, what Democrat is going to take over and lead this country out of this. That's the only way it's going to happen, LaShonda. Other than that, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to happen. I swear to God I don't.
One last thing before I go. My fiancé and I came up with a new name for Scott McClellan. You may want to use it. We don't care. But we like Snotty Scotty.
Snotty Scotty. All right, I got it. Thanks, LaShonda. You have a good weekend. No, I'm not trying to sound like some street tough, but I swear to God it's gotten that point. It would be so satisfying to feel somebody's cheekbone shatter as a result of me punching right in the face.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Your host for a Pian's Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Phil is calling from San Diego, listening on KLSD. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just calling to see if you're... You sound pretty good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I kind of like feel now we don't even have to call him last night when you mentioned about the... 1931 regulation being executive ordered down.
Right, right.
It's, you know, turn everybody into slaves. That's basically what it is. thing I was going to ask you, like, have you ever heard of Apocalypse Now?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a song in there called The End.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like Bush, I call him Dumb Evil Doofus, but it's almost like he's trying to make that become reality, like left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's... So Osama bin Laden and all the other so-called terrorists, they're not going to do it. So him and his cronies, they're just going to hurry up and do it no matter what, especially after we were talking about Blackwater USA thing.
Right, right.
And I just look at it as all we can do is just, like I said, probably said a while back, but just be against them. And on a gentle, I mean, trying to be gentle about it, but the thing about New Orleans, it made me think of a song that they could, maybe some of your buddies could turn it into a parody about FEMA. You left, you give me FEMA. FEMA in the morning, FEMA all through the night.
You give me FEMA?
Yeah, I doubt it. They wouldn't do that. Like you said, they took away the $2,000 thing, so.
Right. You give me FEMA. That's funny, Phil.
Exactly.
Hey, listen.
I'm glad you're. It's really good to hear you, because you're like the truth seeker guy.
Well, thanks, Phil. I think this is the. I think we have the music that you're talking about. Thanks for checking in, Phil.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety nor surprise, the end, I'll never look again.
Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program. All right, we'll come back to Diane in a second. Let's go to Marge in Indiana. Marge has been holding on for half the night. Hey, Marge.
Land of Goshen Pickles, you are a caution.
Pickles is something else, isn't she?
She sure is. I'm glad I got in time to hear it.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, too. You have to listen on the telephone, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately. One of these days I'm going to win the damn Powerball, and then I'll be able to buy all kinds of stuff.
There you go.
There was one thing that I read in who's this? Eugene Robinson from the Washington Post. His column appeared in my local paper today.
Uh-huh.
And this one paragraph kind of, as they paddled past houses at the roofline, he remembered seeing that the cockroaches had climbed as high as they could, and the red fish were just snapping them up.
Oh, my God, I hate that vision or image. Oh, Jesus.
Doesn't that just kind of...
Well, because I live in the South,
and
I know what kind of cockroaches they're talking about. Let me put you on hold, Marge, because we got a break here, and I'll come back and pick you up on the other side here. All right? Yeah, we don't have... we have cockroaches in the South, and you folks in the North and the Midwest, you can't even imagine... Some folks down here call them palmetto bugs. They're about the size of a small mouse.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORCAN-MAN.
On September 11th, 4 years ago, New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region were among the first to offer help to America in its time of need. Hi, I'm Mark Maron. The anniversary of 9/11 is here again, only now in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, the citizens of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region need help. This September 11th, honor the unity and bravery that brought this nation together 4 years ago by giving blood, time, money, anything. Please go to airamericaradio.com to see what you can do to help. It doesn't matter how you help, as long as you help.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Thanks to Ronaldo and Russ. Yeah. I you know, sometimes I check my brain at the door here. If the Democrats take the House in 2006, then most likely Nancy Pelosi would become Speaker of the House, and Dennis Hastert would no longer be a factor. If they take the Senate, then they can get a conviction. So to both Russ and Ronaldo, I don't know what the hell I was thinking about. If the Democrats take the House, of course, Hastert is history. Back to Marge. Marge, thanks for holding on.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're talking about Gene Robinson and his...
His article. I mean, about when I read that about, you know, cockroaches are supposed to be the thing that goes back, you know, to ancient history.
Oh, yeah.
And biblical history and beyond. And even those guys are being eaten up. So, I mean, how bad is it down there?
Well, if you've never seen, you know, cockroaches, I think, are one of the few creatures who are impervious to heavy-duty radiation.
Okay.
They've been around for millions of years. Of course, the people who believe in that the planet's only 7,000 years old or 10,000 years old, or the all creation is only 10,000 years old, I don't know how they handle that, but cockroaches are prehistoric, I mean, beyond belief. They have little teeny pinhead-sized brains. They can read, they can write, they can do simple math. They're you know, more advanced than Bush is.
I was going to say, it was when you were describing the brain, I was thinking you were talking about his ancestors. You know, and then there's Ma Barker. God love her.
You're talking about Barbara Bush?
Yeah, who else?
We were suggesting the other night that her womb has pushed out more criminals than any single woman that I can think of. When you take a look at the four boys and they attract criminals, in order to get in the Bush crime family, you first got to kill somebody. And, you know, it's just like a lot of crime families. You got to make your bones by killing somebody. And of course, Laura did that. I don't know about Jeb's wife, but so Neil Bush, he's divorced two or three of them. You know, Neil likes to go see the teenage hookers in Thailand.
Oh,
it's awful. I mean, this family is degenerate. It's just unbelievable how sick and degenerate this Bush family really is.
I don't care.
Well, no, they don't.
You know, there's an expression that goes back at least to World War II, maybe older than that, as far as FEMA is concerned, and that snafu situation, normal, all fouled up.
Yeah, right. Be careful, man.
Well, I purposely, you know, edited that because I knew that you'd cut me off. Even though
I wouldn't, but our engineer up in New York would cut you off in a heartbeat. The F in snafu doesn't stand for foul at all, does it, Marge?
No, I don't think it does.
And that, you know, it's funny. That's an old World War II term. The new one is foobard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. But yeah. The old World War II term was snafu, and it's amazing how it's entered the language as a noun, when in fact it was just another little five-letter acronym that meant situation normal, all effed up.
Mm-hmm. They replaced Brown today, and they put some admiral in his place. And what I was going to suggest, if you can lay your hands on a copy of today's Chicago Tribune, there's a bunch of interesting articles in there. Even one about, let's see, he's a three-star Lieutenant General Russell Honore, I'll call it, H-O-N-O-R-E. So
yeah, Honore, right. He's the guy who was put in charge, right.
Yeah, and he's from Louisiana, so son of a gun, he might know about things that can be done down there and how they can be done. But we're going to put some admiral, I don't know where the hell he's from, or what horse farm he ran before he took charge. But, I mean, what the hell? You know, we'll check your resume later. And the, one of the things that I'm waiting on is, you know, all the budget cuts that, that came around in the Bush administration as
right.
far as rebuilding the dikes or levees and maintaining them and whatnot.
Right.
Guess who put them forward?
Who?
Our man Mitch.
Really?
My illustrious governor.
Your new governor.
Oh, you know, every time I see his smirking, smiling picture in the paper.
Oh, that's right. He was the head of the Office of Management and Budget, wasn't he?
That's none other.
Yeah, yeah.
He's such a sweetheart, I'll tell you. The other things that they were talking about, guess what else got flooded down there in New Orleans?
What?
That I hadn't heard about until today. Try the Louisiana Supreme Court, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit,
right.
and the District Court, and U.S. Bankruptcy Court. All these places got cases pending, and all the records are waterlogged.
Well, I've also read that every single court, not just the Court of Appeals, but all the legal records, the attorneys who are representing people in jail, everything is gone. They don't know how in the hell. Right, they don't know how in the hell they're going to sort out the rapists from the killers from the people who were in jail because they were driving with a bad taillight. So it's just an enormous legal problem has developed now and when you stop and think, Marge, that all of this could have prevented. Had these dumb bastards simply provided the money, the Bush crime family, to build the levees, to do the work that everybody knows had to have been done, and they decided no. So
yeah.
Here we are. It's disgusting.
You know, the list just goes on and on and on. There was a C-130 sitting on a tarmac in Sweden waiting to be sent over here with water purification paraphernalia, whatever that is. Exactly. I don't know how big that is. But they didn't get the official invite from the U.S. government.
Yeah. Oh, it just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, if there was a way to make a mistake or to screw up, these people did it. Snafu.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, boy, is it ever. I'm just starting another book. Have you... called Imperial Hubris. Have you read it, heard about it?
I've heard about it, haven't read it, no.
In the preface, quoting somebody, I knew enough about the way Washington worked to know that when it did not like some piece of information, it did everything in its power to discredit the messenger.
Oh, sure.
That's the way they work. That's the way they work. You know, we'll not play the blame game. You know, I mean, after all, it's not my fault. I didn't know the storm was coming. I didn't know it was going to be that hard. I mean, who had known it was going to be a Category 4 or 5? I mean, we were prepared for a Category 3. Oh, dear God, these people are so incredibly stupid.
It's awful.
Moronic. I can't find words to describe their inept...
Yeah, you can. You just can't say them on the air.
Well... Snafu.
Yeah, well, there you go. Marge, thanks.
Take care.
All right, you have a nice weekend.
You too.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Michael is calling from San Francisco. Michael is listening on KE. Thanks for holding on, Michael. Thanks for your patience.
No problem, Michael. It's an honor to speak with you.
My pleasure, sir.
Hey, listen, I wrote a letter to the Marin Independent Journal, which I understand is going to be printed in the next over the weekend, and I just wanted to share with you the contents as briefly as I can of the letter.
The Marin newspaper, Marin County.
Exactly.
Okay.
And my goal was to paint a picture for, I'll be kind and say, the informationally challenged.
Okay.
And I use the Titanic as a metaphor or an analogy, And so follow me if you can here. The as we all know, the passengers in steerage were locked in the lower compartment of the Titanic as it was sinking,
right,
with no hope to escape. Even if they did escape, there were no life jackets in boats for them to get into. However, in this Titanic disaster, the hole in the boat already existed before it left port because the Bush administration wouldn't give them the money to fix the hole in the boat.
Right.
As the ship was sinking, the Bush administration was in another boat 100 yards away watching the boat sink, eating birthday cake and strumming the guitar. As other boats happened to pass by, the federal government boat wouldn't allow them to deliver goods or rescue people as the as other boats were passing by. And when after the ship sunk, the Bush administration blamed Mayor Nagin and other government, the local government authorities, that the ship sunk. And let's just say for the sake of argument that all of the officials on the sinking boat were totally corrupt and incompetent, as Hannity and all those other bubble brains would have you believe. Even if that were the case, the federal government was still sitting there in another boat watching the ship sink.
I hear you. I hear you. It's just boat after boat. They're insane. You got to keep in mind, Michael, that they're insane. When you get your letter published, send me a link to it, okay?
I will indeed. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. Take
okay.
care.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. This is Air America.
We don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491. Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
What's weapons, sharpened knives, makes you wonder how the other half died.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to our crew in New York, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Stan Stolpiak. Another new person. Boy, we've got must be making money on this network, huh? God, we hired Tom Hartman. We hired these new engineer folks. Right, Kathy? David Fizikas, also in New York, our associate producer, answered your calls tonight. Our Outside the Perimeter group. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, guys. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Again, Monday evening program, will be hosted by Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth. I'll be filling in for Randy Rhodes in the afternoon, 3 to 7 Eastern Time. So tune in and listen to me tone things way down when I do a daytime program, right? Huh? Tuesday evening, I'll be off again. I've been invited to address a group of Democrats in Wisconsin. And once again, Paul Rykoff will substitute for me Tuesday. He'll be joined by Anthony LaPay of Guerrilla News Network, as they'll be co-hosting that evening. And they'll be back regular time Wednesday evening. So we won't see you in the 10 p.m. Eastern time slot until Wednesday. Don't forget, Monday, I'll be doing Randy's program, and Paul will substitute for me Tuesday. Paul and his partner from Guerrilla News Network will be substituting, and then we'll be back Wednesday. Greg is calling from Florida. Greg, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Malloy. Thanks a lot. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I heard you last week say that you were tired of Bill Clinton, that you hated him. And I have to agree with you. But I got another person for your list. I watched him tonight on 2020, and that's General Colin Powell. I mean, this guy, how can you be screwed over by a group of people and still pretend like nothing ever happened? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, he just basically, I mean, I got kind of conned into watching it from a buddy. Oh, there's going to, you know, Colin Powell's going to be on tonight. I didn't even know it. And I listened to him, and he just sits there and takes it like, you know, his credibility has basically been ruined, and he just sits right there, and he talked to Barbara Walters, and, you know, he and the president are still best of friends, and he comes over for dinner, and he brings pickles, and, you know, everything is just hunky-dory. I just don't understand, and I'm like you. Sometimes I get so angry that I would just love to punch somebody. I mean, it just drives me absolutely insane. And I just sat there, and I was watching him tonight, and I don't know why I fooled myself into expecting that I was going to hear something that we all know, because it's the same old story.
Well, you know what? You know what really made me angry? There was an article in the Times about this interview tonight with Barbara Walters, and they had the transcript. The New York Times had the transcript, and it says here: asked by Ms. Walters how painful it was for him to give that speech at the UN, Powell replied, "It was painful. It's painful now." Asked further how he felt upon learning that he had been misled about the accuracy of the intelligence, Powell said, "Terrible. It was devastating for him to learn later that some intelligence agents knew the information he had was unreliable, but did not speak up." Now, as far as I'm concerned, Colin Powell is a filthy liar. Colin Powell knew damn good and well that how could he not? He was the Secretary of State of the United States of America, wasn't he? He's been in government for 20 years, hasn't he? He knows every single spy. He knows every single filthy story that comes through this filthy, corrupt government. And there he sits with Barbara Walters, who also is just as useless as tits on a bull. And there they both sit, telling the American public lies. Colin Powell knew from day one that this was a scam, a lie, a trick, and a joke on the American people. So I hear you loud and clear, pal. As far as I'm concerned, you know, Colin Powell goes all the way back to the 60s when he tried to cover up the 70s when his job as a colonel in Vietnam was to cover up the My Lai massacre. Colin Powell, to me, is just as smelly and stinky as George Bush or Paul Wolfowitz or any of these pigs, okay?
Yeah, I agree, and that's why, you know, if you don't really do some research like most people don't do around here, they just take, they listen to a guy like Sean Hannity or some of these other idiots, and it's like one of your callers said, wouldn't it be really like talking about it was the people's fault in New Orleans that this happened to them. Well, wouldn't that be just like me saying something as ridiculous as saying 9/11, it was their fault because they went to work. They went to work and
That's
planes
right.
crashed into the building. So it's really their fault. Although there was memos floating around to our government saying that Bin Laden determined to use planes to attack America. Something to that extent. But these people had the nerve to go to work because they didn't know, and now they're dead, so it's their fault.
Paul, I share your rage. I share your rage. Take care.
Well, I enjoyed your program. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. You have a good weekend. There's so many people like Greg, like me, like Marge, like you, who are just so pissed off, and we don't know what to do about it, do we, huh? There's no justice. No justice, no peace. I'll see you Monday in the afternoon. Have a good weekend. I'm Mike Malloy. Watch your back, okay? Take care. I'm going straight to hell. Have a good weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are. I'm going straight to hell. This is Air America. Just like my mama said, I'm going straight.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-